It is impossible to tell you like how stressful I find like the build up to this first session every year, because I so want you to come and I so don't want anyone to come and then not come again. And not to make you feel bad when you decide not to come again, but I want you to see kind of how useful it can be and how important it is. And mostly though, I want you to enjoy it. So of course, if that box doesn't get ticked, then that's a failing on my part. But hopefully that won't be the case, because look, you're a lovely group of people and you're going to have lots to share with each other, and just that alone should be kind of motivation, hopefully, to kind of get together once a week. So significance is the word that we're going to really be thinking about today. When you study for your paper 2, which year 13 you're in the middle of, and year 12 you've just started with, that word significance comes up in so many of the questions. Explore the significance of this, explore the significance of that. And the word itself can be quite difficult, quite unwieldy, what am I meant to be saying? Like, what does that mean? What should I write about? Before I was an English teacher, I was a music journalist, and what I found myself getting into around 2015, 16, 17, was I was gonna go and see the same bands over and over again. I wasn't really finding the same excitement in that you hopefully are finding in the music that you're kind of discovering now and the shows you go to now and all that kind of thing. So when Youngblood turned up, I can't remember, I think I saw the Machine Gun Kelly song, you know, I Think I'm Okay. And I was like, that's great. And I went to the show, I turned up, Brixton was packed, and the noise was like nothing I've ever heard before. I mean that literally, like having been to lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of shows, the noise that Youngblood crowd made was, I think, very much indicative of his significance. During COVID, you'd have been at home, but I was coming into school and doing online lessons, and walking to work was really weird, and I'm sure you all had that experience of walking around somewhere and it being empty and kind of, you know, ghost townish. And walking to school every day was very much like that. I found it so surreal, again, as we all would have done at some point or another. But it was very particular, that walk to school in the morning, because I was so used to seeing people come out of their driveways and see, hi, this is, you know, everything's going on. And this came out at around the same time, and as I was listening to it quite a lot, and I could, this song,
is there any life on Mars? Is there any life on Mars? Is there any life on Mars? Yeah, yeah.
It felt very personal, it felt very, like, relevant.
Yes, it's a song about trans rights, but it's a song about being an alien. And it's a song feeling like you don't belong somewhere. And it's a song about questioning, is there any life on this Mars-esque planet I'm on? Yeah, there is, man, because I'm breathing, you're breathing, and we're here together.
Part of why Youngblood feels good, whether you like him or not, I'm not trying to talk you into being a massive Youngblood fan, but I am absolutely asking you to get on board with this idea that a song kind of might shout at you as a person, and it might connect to something in you, and it might talk about your life. And I want you to really understand that all of the writers that you're exploring at A-level, they're all doing the same thing. They're all trying to shout about something that they feel is relevant to you or the society you live in. And one of your absolute number one priorities should be trying to find that thing. Because when you've got it, you can write about it. And you can all write about the kind of things Youngblood's talking about how you feel in today's society, whether you do feel like an alien, outsider. I guess that's probably true for everyone at some point or another, for one reason or another. But all your authors are trying to do the same thing, and what this project is about to a large extent is shrinking that gap between you and them, and about you seeing them as clearly as you can see Youngblood. And whether or not you were on Youngblood's page, you can see what he represents and you can hear what he's about, and he has a message. And sometimes we can skip through Atwood or Owen Shears or whatever, see it as just a piece of paper with words on it, analyze it successfully, but where's the passion? Where's the real interaction? Because that's what's going to make you kind of an A-star student. Why is he significant? you could also rephrase that question, like, what's important about him? You know, so when you're asked, why is this character significant? Why is this theme significant? Why is it important? What's it doing? All of these themes you get asked to explore, yes, they're significant because they, social class, gender inequality, whatever it might be, they're all significant because they've clearly all motivated your writer to put pen to paper and look at what they say about it. Of course it's significant because look at what a fight the main character faces to overcome it. Look at how, of course it's significant because look at all the other characters, what they have to go through in face of it. But ultimately, what a nice way to leave an essay, to leave it in that moment of light, in that moment of hope. Actually, in the end, although significant, it is something that we can overcome because as individuals, we are more significant. And you can see that in the message of hope and the idea that this character is still fighting. This character is still alive and fighting. So surely they are more significant. They haven't been worn down yet, have they? So the inequality can't be that significant because it hasn't broken them. It hasn't bullied them into submission. And that is a framework you can take to all your essays. Yes, the significance of this, yes, it's significant. Because look at how it affects the individual. Everything Youngblood does is motivated by its existence. So of course it's significant. Inequality, all of those other kind of issues that you'll come across, of course. And of course it's significant because look how it causes this damage to that person and it forces that person into this corner and it makes that person do this, of course. But in the end, for you as writers, for your own mental health, to leave it in a position of hope, but look, the reason this writer's even writing, the reason these characters even exist, even have manifested themselves, is because the writer's trying to tell you, ultimately, it's not that significant. You are stronger, you are able to overcome, and there's your structure. Why might something be significant? Well, look at the impact it has on others. Yes, look what the sense of meaning it creates. Look at the emotional kind of impact of it. Look at the power it has. Look at the sense of fulfillment it offers. All of those things underline the significance of the character or theme you're being asked to explore. It doesn't matter what text you're looking at, all of those things remain true.